Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The European signatories to the Iran nuclear deal have warned that any further breaches of the agreement by Tehran could risk its collapse and the return of UN sanctions. Here's James Landale.
During the summer, Iran began stockpiling and enriching more uranium than is allowed under the deal it agreed to curb its nuclear programme. And it's threatened to go even further this autumn, unless European countries do more to protect it from sanctions imposed by the United States after it withdrew from the deal. But the BBC has learned that Britain, France and Germany this week formally warned Tehran they will trigger a special dispute mechanism if there's a further significant breach of the nuclear agreement. This could potentially lead to the collapse of the entire deal and the reimposition of United Nations sanctions, which would be applied by all UN members and have a devastating impact on Iran's economy.
A British flagged tanker seized by Iran in July has left Iranian territorial waters after being held for more than 2 months. The Swedish-owned Stena Impero was seized 2 weeks after an Iranian tanker was detained off Gibraltar with the help of British Royal Marines. Iran accused the Stena Impero tanker of violating international maritime rules, but Britain says it was seized as a bargaining chip. Nigerian police say they rescued nearly 500 men and boys who were being held captive in a building in the northern city of Kaduna. 8 suspects have been arrested. Ishaq Khalid reports from Abuja.
The police commissioner for Kaduna State, Ali Janga, told the BBC the large house was raided following a tip-off about suspicious activity. It's not clear how they got there. Some said they had been taken by relatives who believed the building was a religious school. The detainees said they had been locked up, tortured and prevented from living, in some cases for several years. The police chief described it as a case of human slavery and cruelty.
The European Union's chief Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier, is due to meet the UK's Brexit secretary, Stephen Barclay, amid growing pessimism that a deal on Britain's withdrawal can be reached. Adam Fleming reports from Brussels.
Ahead of his meeting with the Brexit secretary this afternoon, the EU's chief negotiator gave a downbeat assessment to EU ambassadors yesterday. He said the British ideas presented so far involved managing different rules for customs and products on either side of the Irish border, rather than trying to keep them the same, which is how the EU believes a hard border can be avoided. Mr. Barnier also said he told Boris Johnson that all goods entering the European single market via Northern Ireland would have to be accompanied by customs declarations. It's contributed to a gloomy mood in Brussels, with some officials saying the chances of a revised deal by next month are dwindling.
Adam Fleming reporting. World News from the BBC.